After the collapse of Enron, Global Crossing, WorldCom, and their high-flying corporate accountants, investors and consumers are left wondering whom to trust. On Wall Street tomorrow, President Bush will make a major speech on corporate abuse, and the U.S. Senate votes this week to tighten regulations on corporate auditors. This election year, NPR has asked two pollsters, Democrat Stan Greenberg and Republican Bill McInturff, to determine how big events may affect voters. Their latest survey is about the crisis of confidence in big financial names. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on what they found.
One after another, major American corporations have been hit by scandal.
We want to bring you up to date on some news regarding Enron. Some big-time finger-pointing has begun.
Another Enron? Questions swirl around Global Crossing as it files for bankruptcy protection.
This morning, new questions about Martha Stewart's role in a stock trading scandal.
6'9", couple thousand.
Just the latest item in corporate America's seemingly endless catalog of crises.
Another body blow to American business. WorldCom, the long-distance giant, admits it faked billions in profits. What is the government doing to protect investors from dishonest companies?
There's no doubt that all these examples of irresponsibility are taking a toll. Americans are furious. In our latest survey of likely voters, 73% described themselves as very angry that Enron executives sold their stock at a profit while workers' pensions lost value. 71% said they were very angry at other CEOs who took big bonuses while stockholders lost money. Slightly smaller majorities said they felt the same way about accounting firms who lied about the profits of their clients. But what pollsters like Stan Greenberg and Bill McInturff care about is whether that anger will have political consequences. In other words, will Democrats be able to tie Republicans to corporate corruption? McInturff, the Republican, says the incumbent party has reason to worry.
When you're a majority party, you don't want people upset. You want the happy, calm waters. And what's happening is that we've got scandals about corporate America. And as a Republican, you're a little bit concerned because there is a linkage in people's mind between business and Republicans. And you don't want people to make the link in a way that makes Republicans accountable for their behavior in a way that makes them vote against Republicans.
Stan Greenberg, the Democratic pollster, is trying to help his party do exactly that. And our survey showed the corporate scandals are a potential weapon for Democrats who want to portray Republicans as part of the problem.
They're not part of the problem because they've committed some illegal acts. They're part of the problem because they have given a green light to these powerful people and powerful institutions to go and act on their own without regard to the public interest or the interest of ordinary citizens. And what this research says is that's exactly right. You know, people do believe people in powerful positions are acting irresponsibly, hurting employees and investors, not held accountable. In fact, they're rewarded.
In our survey, respondents tended to agree most often with a statement from a generic Democratic candidate who said it was important to focus on cleaning up corporate abuse. Less preferred was the statement from a generic Republican candidate who acknowledged the problem, said action was being taken, and then went on to discuss other issues. Melissa, an office manager from Cincinnati, was one likely voter in our survey who responded favorably to the Democrats' language. Like many Americans, she wants corporate executives who lie about earnings to be punished.
It's not right for them to be flying their jets, living in multi-million dollar houses, and living high on the hog when you've got the people that got them the money, unemployed, trying to feed their kids, make their house payments. I think their assets should all be taken and given back to the employees that work so hard.
Melissa, who is undecided about how she will vote in November, said she strongly agrees with a Democratic statement in the poll that said Republicans are sending the wrong signals by voting for retroactive tax cuts for big companies and for expanding the ability of executives to get big financial packages.
If the Democrats are the ones saying, okay, we need to crack down on these people doing it, then yeah, I'm going to support that. And if the Republicans are the ones saying, you know, give them bigger tax breaks for screwing up, I'm not going to support it.
But our survey also showed Democrats may have trouble getting voters to blame specific Republican candidates. For instance, many of the respondents we spoke to told us they thought Democrats took just as much money from big business as Republicans. Jerry, an electrician and undecided voter from North Carolina, says he's demoralized by all the corporate corruption, but he doesn't see it as a partisan issue.
I don't feel that any political party should be held responsible, and I don't care if it's the Republicans or the Democrats that force the issue and make things to get better. The bottom line is that the person that's responsible should be held accountable.
McInturff, our Republican pollster, says he learned an important lesson from the survey. His first formulation, which had Republicans acknowledging the problem but stressing other issues, was endorsed by only 1 in 4 respondents. But when he rewrote it to point out what steps the president and his party had taken to correct the problem, the positive responses went up by 10 points.
My first response for why to vote Republican said essentially that this is outside the boundary of politics. No politician of any party could be held accountable. And let's look at these other issues. That didn't work. So we rewrote it. And what we said was we took action and we used the word we moved swiftly to prosecute Arthur Andersen and investigate Enron. And the president wants people to personally pay the money back if they falsified records.
This is what pollsters do. They find the most effective language for their side to use. McInturff's second approach has already become the Republicans' party line. Listen to this exchange between Representative Nita Lowey, the chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and her Republican counterpart, Representative Tom Davis, the chair of the National Republican Congressional Committee.
The Republicans want to see deregulation, cut the money for the SEC, let the corporations do whatever they want. I think the public wants to see some real action, not deregulation.
And you're trying to act like we have something to do with Enron. It was a Republican administration that's prosecuted Arthur Andersen's, that's prosecuting Enron. And if there's any criminal wrongdoing, you can be sure we're going to do it the same. You don't hold the high mantle here of being pure on this at all. A lot of these excesses came from rules and regulations adopted by the Clinton administration.
As the corporate scandals have multiplied, President Bush has toughened his rhetoric. At first, he said the abuses were the fault of, quote, a few bad apples. But lately, his tone has changed.
No violation of the public's trust will be tolerated. The federal government will be vigilant in prosecuting wrongdoers to ensure that investors and workers maintain the highest confidence in American business.
Greenberg doesn't believe voters will find the president's new line persuasive, particularly when Democrats stand ready to point out that this is the most corporate administration in history. Vice President Dick Cheney was the chief executive of Halliburton, which is now under investigation by the SEC for accounting irregularities during the time Cheney ran the company. Mr. Bush himself has recently offered a new explanation for why he failed to meet an SEC deadline for the sale of Harkin Energy stock in 1990, when Mr. Bush sat on Harkin's board. Stan Greenberg.
The president has to be credible. The country has to think that this president that's so instinctively siding with corporations in every other area has suddenly become this reformer who's trying to be a check on the power of the corporations.
But the bully pulpit is a powerful tool, and the White House is fully awake to the political dangers of post-Enron populism. President Bush has dropped his opposition to the accounting reform bill introduced by Democrats in the Senate, and tomorrow on Wall Street, the president will explain how he plans to crack down on corporate abuse. Republican pollster Bill McInturff.
That message is going to, I think, be strong enough to make this arguably, not the dynamic of this cycle unless consumer confidence drops and the overall economic confidence drops because of a very weak stock market, which is an unknown that worries me.
McInturff worries about a tipping point, a moment at which all the bad news, which is already hurting the stock market, begins to seriously weaken consumer confidence and to change the indicator that pollsters like McInturff watch like hawks, the percentage of Americans who think the country is on the wrong track. That measurement has softened since the fall, and it's showing some new volatility in recent days. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.